When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saints Peter and Paul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today the Church rejoices as we celebrate the solemnity of these two great saints who are both the patrons of the city of Rome. And though their lives began on different paths, their lives were intimately united in their destiny and journey in the call of the Lord. We see in both of these saints their humanness, their weakness, and yet that weakness was made strong by the grace of God, who continue to call them to greater perfection in their ministry and service. Saint Peter, we know, was one of the first chosen, but was the brother of Saint Andrew, and Saint Peter, we see in the Gospels, we have a glimpse of Saint Peter many times in his zeal for the Lord, saying, "I will follow you even till death to the Lord," and in the Gospel today, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then we see also Peter many times, on the other side of Peter, in his weakness, when he went out onto the water to join our Lord, and then he begins to sink. And our Lord said, chastises him for his lack of faith. And of course, we remember the great episode in our Lord's Passion in which Peter, out of fear, weakness, he denied that he was one of Jesus' followers three times. And yet our Lord did not give up on Peter. He did not abandon him. But our Lord continued to nourish him and encourage him by his grace. And we remember at the resurrection, some days after the resurrection, our Lord appeared to Peter and repeated to him three times, "Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep, feed my sheep." And Peter went on, renewed in his faith, renewed in his courage and zeal, and of course with the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, to proclaim the gospel boldly and fearlessly. And that journey eventually led him to the capital of the world at that time, the city of Rome, where he was imprisoned, and eventually where he was eventually imprisoned. But I meant to, there is that famous episode outside the gates of the Rome where our Lord appeared to Peter, and he said, when there was the great persecution against the Christians, and our Lord appears to Peter going into the city, and Peter says, "Where are you going, Lord?" And our Lord says, "I'm going to be re-crucified." And Peter, recognizing that it was his time, that he was not to flee the persecution, but he was to embrace what was his destiny. And eventually, of course, we know that St. Peter was crucified and on the same spot where St. Peter's Basilica is, and buried there at Vatican Hill. And he did not want to be crucified, but upside down, because he was not worthy to die the same way as our Lord. But we see in St. Peter a man who he had weaknesses and faults and even denying our Lord, but yet our Lord did not give up on him. And that gives us courage in knowing, even in our own weaknesses and faults, our Lord never gives up on us. Our Lord continues to call us, to give us grace, to give us encouragement, to persevere on that path of holiness and perfection in carrying out his will. And we can ask St. Peter in a special way to help us to carry out the will of God in our life and not look back, but to always keep our hearts and eyes forward in following Christ. And there's so many beautiful churches in Rome, and one of my favorite churches is the Church of the Chains of St. Peter, St. Peter in Vincula, where the chains are kept over the high altar, where St. Peter, those chains which held St. Peter when he was imprisoned. So we rejoice on this great saint who was called by our Lord to be his first vicar on earth, his first pope. Even in spite of his weaknesses and faults, he went on to become a great champion of the Lord and gave his life ultimately for Christ. St. Paul was of course not one of the original 12 apostles, but St. Paul's journey it just shows the beautiful grace of God, changing someone who was persecuting the Christians violently, arresting the converted Jews who became, and to bring them to prison. And yet our Lord chose him to be an instrument of grace, an instrument of conversion for the world. In that great episode of striking Paul blind and Paul speaking to Paul that, "Why are you persecuting me?" We know that St. Paul had been present at the stoning of St. Stephen and approved of it. And he, in his religious fervor and zeal, felt that it was his duty to arrest the converted Jews who had become Christians and bring them to trial and to prison, wanting to wipe out and to stop which had been caused, which crisis had started. And yet our Lord chose him, who was an enemy of the Christians, to be an instrument and vehicle of grace. And St. Paul, we know, through his conversion, went on to become one of the great apostles of the church, even receiving the name the Apostle to the Gentiles, in which he concentrated his ministry in not the Jewish population, but the non-Jewish people. And we know he went on specifically two great missionary journeys, spending time in Christian communities to strengthen them and to encourage them into perfection and zeal and fervor in the faith. And St. Paul suffered many trials. We know that he speaks of a thorn that the Lord gave him. We don't know exactly what that thorn was, but it was a particular cross he had to bear for the Lord. Our Lord said, "My grace is sufficient." That gives us courage, knowing that whatever crosses or trials we have to bear in life, our Lord's grace is sufficient to sustain us and help us to persevere in carrying that cross. We know that St. Paul suffered many hardships. He was even shipwrecked, and we know he shipwrecked off the coast of Malta, and there he was snake, and of course he was imprisoned and suffered many hardships, but his courage, his zeal never faltered. He was, from the minute of his conversion, he never looked back. He went always forward in his mission with great zeal and fervor in proclaiming the gospel of Christ. St. Paul gives us courage that God can even can change the hardest hearts, the hardest of hearts. And we can see even our own time, many examples of peoples who were enemies of Christ and his church being converted. And so we pray to St. Paul today as well to help us in our own struggles to be ever renewed in our zeal and fervor in serving Christ and recognizing that whatever crosses we have in life, God's grace is sufficient to help us, to sustain us in our mission. We know that St. Paul went on to be imprisoned, also in the city of Rome, and he was eventually beheaded for his faith in Christ. He was beheaded for his Christian faith. And tradition is, and of course, I believe in these traditions totally, that Paul, when he was beheaded, his head bounced 3 times. And each time his head bounced, so a fountain of water sprouted forth. And that place is still named today, Tre Fontani in Rome. And of course, both of these saints have beautiful basilicas. Both St. Peter's and St. Paul's outside the wall are extraordinarily beautiful basilicas, proclaiming the great faith of these two saints who were instruments of grace in their missionary zeal in proclaiming the gospel. We ask them today to pray for each of us, to pray for the church, that we may be ever renewed in our mission. Both these saints were working and laboring in a time of great persecution, and we see in our own time an increasing persecution against Christian values and morals, an ever-increasing persecution against the truth of Christ and his teachings. And we can ask them to give us that same courage they had, not to falter, but to persevere boldly and courageously in proclaiming that gospel by our daily witness and living the faith, in living out our faith heroically. And of course, we ask them particularly to pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for the church, that it may be ever strengthened in its mission throughout the world in proclaiming the gospel of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.